Hello dear listeners, James here, on Monday morning, and I thought I'd share my experiences, as tales are always there to be told. This one is the typical bureaucratic processes of a large corporation, and how they don't work properly. We're expecting, very excitingly, well, we got rid of our skybox because we don't like Rupert Murdoch, and we're going to spend a little bit more money to get a decent Virgin Media service, because that's where we get our phone from, and our internet. And so we rang up and I negotiated and I said to the bloke, well, what can you do for me? And he said, well, we can get you a TiVo box for the extra amount a month. And all in all, we'll get you a small discount and the installation will cost you 30 quid. Bob's your uncle. And so we organised the installation to take place today, which is as good a day as anyway. It's a Monday morning and the birds are singing and the sky is blue. So I thought, I wrote it all down, but I didn't write enough down clearly because I can't remember half of it. And I thought, well, I wonder what time the engineer's coming to come round to install it. And I thought, what I'll do is I'll give them a call to find out. And so I rang up 150, which is the standard number, you know, and they take you through a bunch of options. Now, the first option they say is press 1 if you're calling from the telephone for the account that you're connected with. So obviously if you do that, they know it's you. They know you're calling from your home phone, unless you're a burglar, in which case why on earth would you be calling Virgin Media rather than nicking stuff? So that's the first thing. Then they say, what are all the options, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then they start, I say, for the installations. Then they say, well, could you give us, press the keypad for the first, third, fifth number or character of your password. So I did a beep, beep, beep. So then it holds for a little while. Gets put through to a Scottish woman who was coughing. I've had a Scottish woman who's coughing and a Scottish woman who sounds like she's got a really sore throat. Two different Scottish women. So there must be something going around in Scotland at the moment. So be careful if you're going up there. So the first thing she does is, can you confirm your account number, please? Well, I've just pressed all the buttons. Surely you should know that. So I said, well, you've got my telephone number, it's that. And can you tell me the account holder? Yes, that's my wife. And can you tell me your password? Well, so I've already typed in a load of stuff, and they want my password again. So bear in mind that I've gone through the menu options. Would you like to talk about an installation? Or a television thing? Would you like to speak to us about an installation that's happening today? All the buttons I pressed. So I've gone through to a call centre, and I said, well, I've got an installation happening today. Can you tell me what time it is? Well, hang on, she says. It looks like it's been cancelled. Well, okay, why has it been cancelled? Because I haven't cancelled the installation. I'm going to have to speak to our installations team. So now I've pressed a load of buttons, gone through the menu option, typed my password, gone through to a call centre, given my password, and she has to speak to an installation team, even though I've put the option to speak about installations, because she obviously doesn't know. So within about, I don't know, it must be 5-10 minutes, I've not actually spoken to anybody who has any information. She puts me on hold, and then after about 30 seconds, it just goes dead. And so I've lost the phone call, so I've got to start again. This must have been about half an hour ago I started this. So I went through the loop again. This is with sore throat Scottish woman rather than coughing Scottish woman. And she's spoken to the installation team, came back to me and said, it's because it's an error. Right. Well, obviously it is. What can you do about it? Well, at the moment I'm trying to reschedule you, but I can't put it onto the system. Going well. I'm going to get my manager to call you back. We're just going to, first she said, we're going through the prices. The box is $49.99 and the installation's free. And well, I said, actually, well, when I spoke to the last guy, he said he was going to do it for 30 quid. Well, I don't know about that. The current deal we're doing, well, I don't want to do the current deal we're doing because I've already arranged the installation. I'm not going to bother with this until I get to speak to the manager who's going to call me back in the next 20 minutes. Now, this may be a real 20 minutes or it may be a pretend one. Now, the question is, do I take her through a menu system to say, hello, you've reached the Hart family residence. If you'd like to speak to James Hart, please press 1. If you'd like to speak to Beth Hart, please press 2. If you'd like to speak to one of the children, I wouldn't because they're a bit mental, but please press 3. Beep. You've selected James Hart. If you'd like to speak to James Hart about something he's done, press 1. I probably won't. I haven't got the time or the energy for that. I also need a wee, and of course I don't want to pick the phone up when I'm having a wee, because that's a bad thing. Too much information. Anyway, that's my morning so far, and I'd much rather be getting on with other things, and so I'll probably do that while I wait for the phone call back. And I will, of course, keep you informed as to the progress. Oh, we love it, don't we? Bye for now.